Hey, isn't it time for Rob to disappear for a while with no explanation? What's it been, a few weeks in a row of him actually showing up? And now, back to Rad Radio.
Got this email, rad at radradio.com, from Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Says, I wanted to give a shout out to my husband, Kenny, who is turning 42 today.
Oh, he's a puppy.
He's a longtime listener, as he discovered your station back in his senior year of high school. Turned me on to you guys, and that's when I figured out that most of his little quips and one-liners come from the almighty Rob. But he is a wonderful husband, along with a loving husband, puts up with me every day, so I couldn't ask for more. But of course, I do. Happy birthday, sweetheart. I can't wait to give you whatever you want tonight, and I'll gladly take your birthday spankings for you.
Silence. That's what he wants.
Exactly right.
A sandwich.
Remember, tomorrow, the Circles guys will be back in the studio. That's Circles with an S, the social media positivity app, which you can download for free right now in the App Store. We call it the Yelp Killer. You follow people you know and or trust, and you find out their recommendations. We are going to talk about the new message group chat, which will be ready by Thursday. Literally patentable. We expect Facebook and or Apple to try to copy it.
Whoa.
It's an entire app all by itself. Really proud of the whole team and the entire message group chat thing that we're going to talk about. We will also talk about the Circles launch party, which is April 18th from 5 to 9 p.m. in Roseville. You should have received details about that if you've already invested $5,000 either through WeFunder or another way, and you do need to RSVP. You can still invest $5,000 to be part of that party. Of course, the minimum investment is just $250, and we'll talk more about what does that mean, investing in Circles and all of that tomorrow. If you go to radradio.com and you go to the Circles logo, which is right there on the homepage, it'll take you to WeFunder, and you can invest that way.
Just for the maggots, just from 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 the maggots.
If you're a maggot, and you're listening to us, so you are, if you got jokes, email us, RAD at radradio.com. Don't call. You cannot tell jokes.
Sorry.
First up is 14-year-old Athena.
Yay, Athena.
I'm reading a new suspense thriller about a murder who strikes at EDM parties. It's by Dean Kuntz.
Track is fire.
Big D has today's dad jokes. I got a flat tire driving back from the farmer's market. I knew I should have bought asparagus.
A spare, I guess.
Scientists managed to grow human vocal cords in the lab. The results speak for themselves. Two slices of bread got married. Wedding was great. Till someone decided to toast the bride and groom. Unfortunate.
Burn.
Butter and toast. Yum.
These are from Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Ken, are you there?
Hi, Ken.
Didn't we do this joke yesterday?
Oh, that's okay.
Maybe. Tell it and we'll tell you.
We'll know when you read it.
But Don won't remember.
Exactly. It's like I just heard it.
But I don't think we did any of the other ones.
Oh.
The one about the... We did, right? The one about the kid and the 15,000 feet and the 30,000.
Yeah, we did do that. Because we talked about severed feet in a plane. Yeah.
I wonder why I did just that one.
Yeah. Are the other ones all racist?
Maybe we're saving the other ones for today.
Yeah, Kyle, I always have a bunch of racist jokes ready to go.
Well, I'm just saying, like, sometimes they print out. I didn't know if you edited it or not. Because sometimes when I've led the show, I've noticed when they send jokes, half of them are racist. I'm like, damn, we can't say any of these.
I wouldn't say half. That's not the percentage I see. But anyways. All right, Ken says, I do like puns about eyes. The cornea, the better. These are from Jim.
Hi, Jim.
How many lawyers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Four. One to climb the ladder, one to hold the ladder, one to shake the ladder, and then one to sue the ladder company.
It's a perfect plan.
And a perfect follow-up to that is that there's all these jokes about how many so-and-sos does it take to change a light bulb. The real question is, what does it truly take to change a light bulb? A fresh new light bulb.
It's not going to screw itself, though.
Oh, man.
Man. This one's from Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
What do you call a rabbit with a nasty hoo-hoo?
What?
The Yeaster Bunny.
It's normal. It happens.
It's still disgusting.
Girls don't like it either. You don't have to deal with it.
Fallopian fungus.
Oh, we have to deal with it.
You're not the ones dealing with the itch and the burn.
The smell, the lack of access down there.
The bitchiness that follows.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too.
Oh, you poor babies. Oh, my God, let's get you a pill. Oh. A cream, something, a salve.
I have creams. I moisturize my face.
No, for this in particular, poor things.
I'm not putting cream on
it. Oh, my God. Research quick for men. I'm sure they'll come up with that quicker than anything they ever have for a woman.
Yes, absolutely, because we're at the top of the food chain.
It's called the Elk's Lodge.
And Jared asks, what comes out of mating a donkey and a bunny?
What?
The bunny's eyes.
Happy Easter.
You got jokes, email us rad@radio.com. Let's play Master of Movies right now for a pair of tickets to see Chevelle at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno on April 23rd. We will give you a movie clip. You have to tell us the title of the movie the clip is from. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the movie,
don't hurt the money.
Droplets everywhere and no winner.
Need a winner.
888-989-9811 for Master of Movies.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.